Blog Talk Radio.
One, two, one, two. Yeah, special dedication to my brothers and sisters on the great continent of Africa, the saints in Malawi, Ghana, Nigeria, Kenya, Zimbabwe. Don't be deceived by what America's sending y'all,
yeah,
man.
Let me begin. While there's still ink left in my pen, I'm set to contend. For truth, you can bet will offend. Deception within. The church, man, who's letting them in. We talked about this years ago. Let's address it again.
Yeah.
And I ain't really trying to start beef, but some who claim to be part of the sheep got some sharp teeth. It cast it mean when you criticize them. But Jesus told us, Matthew 7:16, we can recognize them. And God forbid that for the love of some fans, I keep quiet and watch them die with their blood on my hands. So there's nothing left for me to do except to speak to you in the spirit of Jude 3 and 2 Peter 2. And I know that some will label me a Pharisee, because today the only heresy is saying that this heresy. I'll dare to be specific and drop some clarity on the popularity of the gospel of prosperity. Turn off TBN, that channel is overrated. The pastors speak bogus statements, financially motivated. It's kind of like a pyramid scheme. Visualize heretics Christianizing the American dream. It's foul and deceitful, they're lying to people. Teaching that camels squeeze through the eye of a needle. Ungodly and wicked, ask yourself, how can they not be convicted? Treating Jesus like a lottery ticket. And you're thinking they're not the dangerous type, because some of the statements are right. That only proves that Satan comes as an angel of light. This teaching can't be believed without a cost. The lie is you can achieve a crown without a cross. And I hear it all the time when they speak on the block. Even unbelievers are shocked how they're fleecing the flock. It should be obvious then. Yeah, I'll explain why it's sin. Peep the Bible, it's in 1 Timothy 6:9-10. It talks about how the desire for riches has left many souls on fire in stitches, mired in ditches. Tell me, who would teach you to pursue as a goal the very thing that the Bible says will ruin your soul, huh? Yet they're encouraging the love of money. To make it worse, they've exported this garbage into other countries. My heart breaks even now as I'm rhyming. You want to know what all false teachers have in common?
What?
It's called selfism, the fastest growing religion. They just dress it up and call it Christian. Don't be deceived by this funny biz. If you come to Jesus for money, then he's not your God.
Money is.
Jesus is not a means to an end.
No.
The gospel is he came to redeem us from sin. And that is the message. Forever I'll yell.
Down.
If you're living your best life now, you're headed for hell.
Talk to him.
Joe Osteen.
Prophets also arose among the people, just as there will be false teachers among you, who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the master who bought them, bringing upon themselves swift destruction. And many will follow their sensuality, and because of them, the way of truth will be blasphemed. And in their greed, they will exploit you with false words. Their condemnation from long ago is not idle, and their destruction is not asleep. 2 Peter 2:1-3.
Good afternoon, dear saints of God. Good afternoon, and welcome to another broadcast of Contending for the Faith. With yours truly, Moses Henry Jones. Well, my brothers and sisters, we're in studio today to finish up our short little series on Kenneth Copeland being a major false prophet on two counts. As I was sharing with you yesterday, Moses in Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 20 through 22, gives us three counts on which a person may be deemed a false prophet. Out of the three, Kenneth Copeland clearly fulfills two. Now, let's go over the one we talked about yesterday. It says here, and I'm reading from the Living Bible, just to make it easy for us to read. It says, but any prophet who falsely claims that his message is from me shall die. That's in verse number 20, Deuteronomy 18:20. Who falsely claims that his message is from me, he shall die. Now, of course, what does this verse mean? Well, I tried to make it as simple as possible yesterday. There are many, many, many people who say, thus saith the Lord. Many, many. But we know that they do not represent God. Kenneth Copeland has told us time and time again that he is a prophet of God, but that is a false claim. God never spoke to Kenneth Copeland. God never commissioned Kenneth Copeland. God never sent Kenneth Copeland. God never gave Kenneth Copeland a message to bring to us. And because God never did it, that makes Kenneth Copeland a false teacher. That's what it does. So I want to play the audio where Kenneth Copeland claims that he's a prophet. I played this yesterday. But this goes with verse number 20. This goes with the first count in which we are to find Kenneth Copeland guilty. There are many people in the Bible who claim to be prophets. But it was up to the people of God to put them to the test. Copeland does not represent the God of the Bible. He just doesn't. Even though he uses his name, he uses the name of Jesus right over his church. When you walk inside his sanctuary, there's a big banner that says Jesus is Lord, but he doesn't represent Jesus. Everything he teaches about Jesus is off. It's false. It's erroneous. The things that he teaches about the Holy Spirit are erroneous. The things that he teaches about God the Father are erroneous. All these things make him a false prophet, because his claim that he's a prophet of God are unfounded. They're not founded in truth, because no prophet of God teaches error concerning the Father, teaches error concerning the Son, and teaches error concerning the Holy Spirit. Now, here's the audio where Kenneth Copeland claims to be a prophet. Here it is.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Standing in the office of the prophet of God.
There you go, standing in the office of the prophet of God. But we know that his God is not the God of the Bible, his Jesus is not the Jesus of the Bible, and his Holy Spirit is not the Holy Spirit of the Bible. Therefore, he cannot be a prophet of God. Why? Because his claims that he's connected to the triune God of Scripture unfounded. It's not true. That makes him a false prophet according to Deuteronomy 18:20. Now, the next count, Kenneth Copeland is not guilty of. It says, any prophet who claims to give you a message from other gods must die. Now, Kenneth Copeland has never stood up in front of a congregation and said to any congregation, thus saith Molech. Or thus saith Chemosh, or thus saith Baal, or thus saith Astarte, or thus saith Jupiter, or thus saith Apollo. Although Kenneth Copeland serves false gods, he has never prophesied in the name of a false god. Therefore, we can't hold him accountable to count number two. He's never done that. It's a given that he does serve false gods, but he's never come to us prophesying in their name. Never done it. And therefore, since he's never done it, he's not guilty of count number two. But he is guilty of count number three. It says, if you wonder, how shall we know whether the prophecy is from the Lord or not? This is the way you shall know. If the thing he prophesied doesn't happen, it is not the Lord who has given him the message. He made it up himself. That's what the Living Bible says. That's verse number 22. It says, if you wonder How shall we know whether the prophecy is from the Lord or not? This is the way to know. If the thing he prophesies doesn't happen, if it doesn't come to pass, it is not from the Lord. God didn't give him the message. God didn't give him the prophecy. God didn't give him the oracle. He has made it up himself. Well, did Kenneth Copeland do that? Well, he's done it hundreds of times. Hundreds of times. Now, here's one such prophecy. And this is a one-minute audio. It's 1 minute. And this is a prophecy that he made recently in recent weeks. And I want you to listen to it. And what he prophesied didn't happen. Here's one example.
Hey, everyone. Just another quick fact that absolutely proves Kenneth Copeland is a false prophet. And I got to give a shout-out to Shelley DeWitt and her keen God-given senses for spotting this. Kenneth Copeland is reading the prophecy from God that he wrote down so he wouldn't forget, and it's not even about the current situation. It's about something called CODV-19. He can't blame his memory because he wrote it down. So either Kenny's getting old, or maybe he's a false prophet.
So I jumped up and got my notepad and wrote it down. 924. This disease called CODV-19, called CODV-19, called CODV-19, will be over much sooner than you think.
Well, it's still around. It's still here. It's not going anywhere. Listen, states are in complete lockdown. Complete lockdown. That's where they are. Now, here's another audio. This is another audio. That's just one problem. This thing's going to be over. It's going to be over soon. No. It's hanging around. The death toll is skyrocketing. People are dying left and right. Now, here's another one, and this one pertains to my home state. He's talking about New York. Listen to this. Listen to this clown. Prophesy about the end times.
I blow the wind of God on you. You are destroyed forever. And you will never be back. Thank you, our God.
Thank you, our God.
Let it happen.
Let it happen.
Cause it to happen.
Thank you.
The wind of God. A strong, it doesn't have to be a fast wind. Didn't say anything about it being blowing over 40 miles an hour. Don't have to. Just hot. Hey. We know what hot is in Texas. This thing is going to hit in New Orleans. Well, I'm telling you, it gets hot down there. I mean, like Jesse says, it's Africa hot down there, man. Because it's right there on the coast. It gets muggy. And that's what it takes to kill this thing. It hates heat. It hates humidity. It hates water. It just dies.
Glory.
Burn. The wind. It's even better. I just heard the Lord say this because I've witnessed it. It's even better if there's no wind at all. Because I want to tell you, yeah, you a California boy, you don't know much about this. But, son, you ain't never seen hot until it gets hot in Texas. And it gets muggy down there in Houston and in New Orleans. And it gets... Oh, God, I can't even go outside. That's good. Stay in the house. Turn on the air conditioner and watch that.
Well, it isn't hot anywhere. a bunch of nonsense. Here's another clip.
Almighty!
Almighty!
Strong!
Strong!
South wind!
South wind!
Heat!
Heat!
Burn this thing!
Burn this thing!
In the name of Jesus!
In the name of Jesus!
Satan, you bow your knee!
Satan, you bow your knee!
You fall on your face!
You fall on your face!
COVID-19.
I blow
the wind of God.
The wind of God.
On you.
On you.
You are destroyed forever.
You are destroyed forever.
And you will never be back.
And you will never be back.
Thank you, our God.
Thank you, our God.
Let it happen.
Well, it hasn't happened. It hasn't. It's not dead.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Standing in the office of the prophet of God, I execute judgment on you, COVID-19. I execute judgment on you, Satan, you destroyer, you killer. You get out. We break your power. You get off this nation. I demand judgment on you. I demand a vaccination to come immediately.
Yes.
Well, according to the experts, the vaccination is maybe a year and a half away. That's according to the experts. That's according to the people who do this for a living. People who have been doing this for 40, 30, 40 years. A vaccination is not until a year and a half away.
I call you done. I call you gone. You come down from your place of authority, destroyer. You come down and you crawl on your belly like God commanded you when he put his foot on your head in the Garden of Eden. You will destroy through COVID-19. No more.
No more. No more.
It.
No more.
Is finished.
Finished.
It is over. And the United States of America is healed and well.
Thank you.
Again.
Well, that hasn't happened. They're telling people to stay home. They're starting to arrest people who don't stay home. They're starting to give people tickets who don't put on masks. This circus clown, was telling people this week or last week, he was telling us that a heat wave was coming to New York. Well, saints, if you go to Google Weather and you Google the weather for New York from Sunday, April the 12th, until Saturday, April 18th, if you go Sunday the 12th, Monday the 13th, Tuesday the 14th, Wednesday the 15th, Thursday the 16th, Friday the 17th, and today, April the 18th, we've had snow in New York all those days. We've had snow from Sunday, April 12th to Saturday, April 18th. Today I woke up. I had to clear my car of snow. This guy says, God's going to send a heat wave. There's no heat wave. There's been no heat wave to New York. This guy's crazy. He's a false prophet. We're getting snow, saints. It says here, listen, it says here, if you wonder, how shall you know whether the prophecy is from the Lord or not? This is the way to know. If the thing he prophesies doesn't happen, it is not the Lord who has given him the message. He has made it up himself. There's no heat wave down here. No heat wave whatsoever. Here's a clip. Here's a clip. Listen to this. Please listen to this. All right. Where is that clip? Here it is. Now, here is Copeland. This is Kenneth Copeland, and this is his last attempt to kill this heat wave. Now, he's going to do it via rapping. Now, he's the rapping prophet. Now, he tried to prophesy regular. He tried to say, thus saith the Lord, COVID-19, you're finished, COVID-19, get on your belly and crawl. But since that didn't work, he's turning to rapping now. He's gonna rap the thing out of existence. And here it is, saints, and I want to give you this last audio as we close. That's it. On two counts, Kenneth Copeland is a false prophet. One, his claim that he's a prophet of God is false. God never called him. God never commissioned him. God never put a word in his mouth. God never sent him. And two, everything Kenneth Copeland prophesied, if he prophesies heat wave, don't put away the shovel, don't put away the salt, don't put away your snow blower, because if Kenneth Copeland says heat wave, you're getting snow. And this is his last attempt. He's going to try to wrap the thing out of existence. God bless you, saints. Listen to this. Listen to his latest rap song. Now he's delving into rapping.
Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord.